I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about an unintended consequence of the so-called anti-woke legislation. The actual so-called anti-woke bill rants on and on about how teaching CRT, short for critical race theory, in public schools at any level is unfair to white children, as it insinuates they are somehow responsible for all the horrible stuff white people have done to black people through history, and that it would make them feel bad. Of course, CRT is actually mostly taught in law schools and other postgraduate degrees. Another important aspect of the bill is to restrict how companies approach racial sensitivity training by claiming that differences in the treatment of workers of different races is a myth. Now that thinking has bled into the chambers of government. An item towards the end of a Tarpon Springs Commission agenda last week began as a straightforward discussion about traffic safety. With two people killed or severely injured on Pinellas County roads every day, Forward Pinellas, countywide planning agency, is asking cities to pass resolutions supporting its 237-page Safe Streets Pinellas Action Plan, which highlights crash patterns and advocates for solutions. Sounds politically benign to me. Who could be against reducing traffic fatalities? But Commissioners Michael Eisner and Craig Lunt refused to sign the resolution because it has a clause stating that people of color, people with lower incomes, people walking and biking experience a disproportionate risk of severe injury and death from traffic crashes. Forward Pinellas CEO Whit Blanton said the action plan had a focus on equity because there are racial and economic disparities in transit. And in order to exact solutions, that reality has to be acknowledged. For instance, in Pinellas County, 73% of the roadways where most of the deaths and injuries occur run through low-income neighborhoods and communities of color, which make up only 32% of the county's geographic area, and pedestrians account for 40% of the people killed. Local governments, Blanton said, have invested heavily in highway and roadway improvements, but less on pedestrian and bicycle safety outside of the Pinellas Trail. With underfunded and unreliable public transit, that leaves some residents at more risk. A lot of times it's lower income communities and minority neighborhoods that don't have options, so they're out on foot or on bikes for longer distances, Blanton said. If you don't look at race and economic disadvantage, then we end up looking at solutions that will only benefit the majority. Eisner said, he doesn't have a prejudice bone in my body, and opposed bringing racism, prejudice, and politics into a discussion about road safety. Lunt agreed. I did not know until now that any acknowledgement of historical or statistically supported evidence of the systemic racism that has plagued this country since forever could not be mentioned. Sounds like more systemic racism to me.